Hey, it's Alan Lamberti, and coming up next week, Friday and Saturday night, November 29th and 30th, we've got a very special two nights, as a matter of fact. It's the third annual Friendsgiving put on by Twiddle, and the bassist for the band, I've got Stenick Gubb on the line. Stenick, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward to Friendsgiving coming to the Capitol Theater in Portchester those two nights. This is the third annual year for this. How did this all get started?
Well, you know, it's just the idea of friend without an I is that, it's all of us together in itself, and it's not just the one of us that's doing this, you know, so it feels like the community thing to have everybody come together and enjoy some good music and just be together.
And it's the two nights following Thanksgiving, of course, next Thursday. So what can fans expect at these shows coming up on the 29th and the 30th?
Well, we got Aqueous opening up for us, and those guys, you know, they just came out with an awesome new record, and, you know, they're just great, inspiring dudes, so it's always exciting to share the stage with them. And then on top of that, you know, with our time off that we've had recently, we've been working on a lot of new music and writing new music, and I don't want to say too much, but I just, people will be surprised when they come to the shows and get something a little new here and there. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, new is always good. We're always thankful for that. And I believe in 2020, you guys do have a new album coming out, right?
That is the plan. That's what we're working towards.
And is this the Kickstarter funded album?
No, that's in the past.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Thankfully, that was an awesome experience, but it was a lot to take on doing a double disc album.
Well, you survived. You made it through. We'll see you for doing double nights at the Capitol Theater next week.
I can't say that we'll do another double disc album, but it was a cool experience for sure.
Now, excuse me. Now, these shows will actually be, I believe, your 9th and 10th time playing at the Capitol Theater in Portchester.
Really?
Yeah, you're sort of becoming the house band.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
And I believe one of those shows, or at least a couple of them, you guys formed Fiddle with Phil Lesh.
Yeah, one Halloween we did that with him. And, what a cool experience. Because, the Capitol Theater is Jerry Garcia's favorite venue across the country, which is pretty cool. So then to kind of link up with his bass player, Phil Lesh, and do a show was mind-blowing. And it's like a dream. It's like I almost don't even believe that happened. It was... too surreal.
So were you a
amazing experience.
Now you guys, obviously you're in the jam, you're a jam band, you're in the culture and everything, but were you a Deadhead growing up?
Two of the other guys were growing up. No, I was kind of, even the whole jam culture, I wasn't really thrown into that mix until I was probably 17. So, I mean, I guess you could say I still grew up with it, but it was the guys that got me into it because I didn't really know. I obviously jammed, when I was in high school and stuff like that, but I didn't know there was the whole culture behind it, which is, brought out my belief in the expressiveness with free-form jamming. And, it's only been, my love for it's only been growing since then.
We're chatting with Stenick Gubb, the bassist for the band Twiddle. He's coming to the Capitol Theater with the rest of Twiddle in Portchester on Friday and Saturday, November 29th and 30th for the third annual Friendsgiving shows. And you said you were just saying you weren't until you were about 17. You were almost out of high school when you started to get into the jam culture. So when you started picking up the bass, when you started learning, what were you listening to?
My mom listened to tons of music, all different kinds of music, from Tracy Chapman to Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, like the Motown, the funky stuff. But then also being a angsty young kid, I was right at that time where Korn and I don't want to say Limp Bizkit, but it was one of the bands I was listening to, Stained, Tool, stuff like that. So a lot of heavier stuff, but really it was the band Primus and discovering Les Claypool and all this different things that he did between the Frog Brigade, which was more jammy, and then Oysterhead, which was obviously more jammy too, with Trey from Fish. It was his influence on me that made me want to play bass. And all through that, and you know, all these bands that I've grown up with and then learned to love and stuff like that, I go through like different phases of listening to different types, but the one band that's always stuck with me is Pink Floyd. That'll always be my favorite band.
Well, it makes sense. They're both sort of, both Primus and Pink Floyd are bass fronted in a way bands.
Yeah, I know.
So it makes that would make a lot of sense that you would gravitate towards them. And actually, Les Claypool was actually at the Capitol Theater not all that long ago with Sean Lennon. So, I wouldn't be surprised if you run into him one of these days, if you haven't already.
I have gotten the chance to run into him backstage. And I don't think I was supposed to be there. I'll just say that.
We're chatting with Stenick Gubb. Twiddle coming to the Capitol Theater in Portchester for the third annual Friendsgiving shows on Friday and Saturday, November 29th and 30th. Tickets available at capitaltheater.com. And so obviously Thanksgiving is coming up next week. Is Vermont still home for you? I know you guys are based out of there. Is that where you still are? Is that where your family is?
Yeah, it's still home for all of us. I got half of my family here, the other half down in Virginia, and then my girlfriend's family is down in Maryland. So she's also got some family in Portchester. So luckily last year was the first time I got to meet some of them, and that's where I get to spend it. So the whole family's all split up, but with the rest of the guys, yeah, everybody's in Vermont, and that's, you know, where Thanksgiving will be for mostly everybody.
And you got recently, I was looking at your Instagram, you have an iconic look to you, although you recently just cut your hair. So one, is the hair still short? And two, do fans still recognize you?
In the beginning, no, that people definitely didn't recognize me. You know, I mean, there was a time where because of the hat that I wear, this purple and green hat that I'm actually wearing right now, because I never take it off, people believe. People wouldn't recognize me when I took the hat off, and I still had long hair. And then it took a little while, and then people started recognizing me there. You know, and it was funny, because then once I cut my hair and I stopped wearing the hat, then like, it was like that all over again, and nobody was recognizing me. And, you know, people are always asking me, well, are you going to grow it back? And I'm like, well, it's not stopping. So, you know, it is still growing, so we'll see.
Just give it time.
You know? Yeah, give it time.
And obviously, we're almost in the new year. I know you guys have a couple of dates lined up. What does 2020 bring for Stenick Gubb and the rest of Twiddle?
Well, I've been doing some solo stuff, playing with a couple different people here and there, but I am also working on an album for myself, too, so I'm excited to say that that'll hopefully be out before 2020. I don't want to talk too much about that, though. Because a lot of the time is going to be back with Twiddle. So luckily, you know, after all this time we've had off to build up the strength and everything we needed to come back swinging hard, we got a winter tour coming up, which is 20 shows coast to coast, like DC, Chicago, LA, San Francisco, Portland, you know, Seattle, bunch of different stuff. And the writing process that we've had so far has been really enlightening, and I'm super excited to get back out and play for the folks. And I'm even more pumped to bring them some new music. So there's that. And then, of course, we have our fifth Tumble Down in late July, which we're very excited for, as we always are. So a lot of good things coming on the way.
Excellent. Stenick Gubb, the bassist for Twiddle, who are coming to the Capitol Theater in Portchester next Friday and Saturday night. Two shows, the 29th and the 30th of November, for their third annual Friendsgiving shows. Stenick, thank you for spending a few minutes with me, and I hope you and Twiddle have a very happy Thanksgiving and a very happy Friendsgiving.
Dude, right back at you. Thank you very much, man.